100 Word Stories.
Hello to everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, I've got the new sofa. I swapped the sofa around with the chair. I'm feeling better, but all except for the one tooth, which I want them to take out the filling, put a crown in, and just be done with it. And then after that, if there's still problems, just take the whole damn thing out and then take the other one out, and I don't care. I'm done with this shit. But until then, the weekly challenge, enough about me. The topics are, it's a pick two. Aviator, circuit, twice, chamber, and squirrel. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I will wrap it up afterwards.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I won't tell you twice. Tell me what you know, or it's the torture chamber for you. And you know what happens there, don't you? Little boys like you don't last very long on the rack, and it's surprising how talkative you become once I start to tighten the thumb screws. So you should probably reconsider your attitude. Today's test is on your multiplication tables. So tell me what you know and prove that you've been practicing and doing the homework, you were set. Or I very much regret that the next lesson you'll be learning will be very painful indeed.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 983, with the prompt of Aviator. Here's my story. As if he might see Sabrina outside, Bilbert gazed out the window into the courtyard where students locked their bicycles. Sabrina wasn't there, but Bobby was, wearing aviator glasses and walking a circuit around the bikes. He couldn't see her eyes behind the mirror-like lenses, but Bilbert was sure Bobby was looking for him. If he could find her at lunch, he would ask her what her problem was. Was she a spy or running interference for her brother, the bully? Though he searched at break and lunch, he saw neither Bobby nor Sabrina for the rest of the day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got about 10 stories backlogged I gotta get to. But not tonight. My story is called An Honorable Company. From his angle, he could clearly see twice the number of chambers were loaded. Say, good fellow, your second seems to have chambered a second. The Duke hefted the pistol level to his hip. Why, I do believe you are correct. I will wait till corrections are in order. The Duke just smiled and raised the gun higher. Not very sporting, old man. Rank has its perks. So does being raised on the streets of London. If he had been twice the gentleman as a duke, all would have ended with bitter words instead of the business end of a dirk. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Torabra Zaino here, with a story for this week's pick two on Chamber and Squirrel. My job at the Research Institute is putting the selection into selective breeding. The slug loaded into the first chamber, smacks into the branch the squirrel is hiding behind, panicking it into motion. The shot pattern from the second brings it down. The squirrel's eventually got smart enough to just freeze onto the branch. At first, I could sidle around for a clear shot, but now they're smart enough to not panic and keep hidden. I don't let up, though. After making intelligent squirrels, we'll try bigger animals. Wolves. Bears. Humans need more competition these days to keep them sharp.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What is that? A map. Of what? No idea. North Pole? No. South Pole? No. Then what? No idea. Speak louder, my hearing aid is not charged. No idea. No need to shout. You told... Okay, never mind. So it's not the North Pole or the South Pole? Nope. What is it then? I don't know. I forgot to bring my glasses. Aviator's map? No. Well, when I look at it this way, it kind of looks like a squirrel. A what? A squirrel. Just squint, and you'll see. Short circuit alert. Later. It's a squirrel, I tell ya. This is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Chocks Away. Three solo circuits around the airfield, and you're an aviator, according to our instructor. The rest of the lads, like myself, had their doubts. Most of us had never even sat in a cockpit until a week ago, and now here we were, flying. After a fashion, anyway. But we weren't learning to be stylish. As long as we could get up into the air, stay in the air, and read a map, we were good to go. Now, it was just a matter of waiting for the sirens, scrambling us to take flight and take on the enemy planes. That's it for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When you load a squirrel gun, be sure to load a squirrel in every chamber. Load it right, so it comes out head first. You don't want to point it at a guy, pull the trigger and come up empty. And never point a squirrel gun at anyone, unless you intend to pull the trigger. Otherwise, you'll get a reputation for giving empty threats. Hold that squirrel gun like you mean it. No backing down now. And don't stuff it down your pants like some kid. You don't want that thing going off and shooting a squirrel in your pants. And there you have it. This week's stories on the pick two topics, aviator circuit twice, chamber, and squirrel. The next topic is caught in time. So go ahead and send your stories in, and we'll get this thing going again and again and again and again. We're coming up on 20 years, and we're coming up on 1,000 weekly challenges. So, and I'm starting to record this stuff at time. So, yay. Anyway, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.